In Ware, tucked into a bend in the Piscataquag, is the aptly named River Round Farm. Aaron Carr and Alex Doust, and their 1.5-year-old daughter, Isla, draw water from the river to irrigate their crops, and sometimes jump in when it gets too hot in the fields. Isla's work ethic is pretty lax, but her parents are busy.
We're growing over 80 varieties of different vegetables a day. We've got some sugar snap peas, got a couple different varieties of radishes, got an early Jersey Wakefield cabbage. We've got like a mix of a few different kinds of lettuce. We've got a red Russian kale. We've got garlic scapes.
All of it is grown with organic practices, and all of it's heirloom.
There's hundreds or thousands or tens of thousands of heirloom varieties that have been passed down for, you know, generation to generation, and there's such a rich history.
There's also genetic diversity, which Carr says is threatened by an agriculture industry that favors only a handful of different breeds.
A huge percentage of our global population is sustained on just a few varieties of wheat, which is scary.
River Round's operations are pretty far from global, with only a handful of acres under cultivation. Carr's mother grew and sold flowers here, and Carr and Doust now grow heritage flowers alongside their fruits and vegetables. They have a booth at the Concord Farmers Market and an 11-member CSA. They say the closer people get to agriculture, the better.
When you know your farmer, you're a lot less likely to throw away the vegetables that you buy.
You're accountable to the next
week. Yeah, it's like you have some responsibility to your farmer to actually eat the stuff.
And Carr and Doust try to facilitate that eating by giving customers cards with recipes for their sometimes hard-to-recognize varieties.
It's amazing.
CSA member Debbie Bishop says she's been won over.
I wasn't sure how it was going to work out. But then when I was told what they were, I'm like, oh, okay. And then I was explained how to use it, and they've been amazing. Like, my husband was like, this is the best stir fry I've ever had.
Carr and Doust are banking on that good taste to help overcome the occasionally unfamiliar look of their produce, and they say if they can do the planet some good along the way, they'll take it.
I mean, obviously, we're probably not doing a lot to protect our global food system, but I think that just raising awareness, and a lot of people don't really understand that heirloom is any more than tomatoes. So I think that just being out there is all heirloom and explaining to people what that means. And
plus, they get to eat these, like, really great-looking radishes.
They do look good. For NHPR, I'm Michael Samuels.